Chapter 7. The men rode south and camped in the mountains. The next morning they left the mountains early. "We are no longer in our own lands," said Mabon. "This land belongs to our neighbours. We must ask permission to cross it."
"That is a waste of time," said Andras. "We have our swords and we have fast horses. That's all we need to cross this land."
"Our neighbours must not catch us here without permission," said Mabon.
"If they do, it will cause problems between our tribes."
"I don't care," said Andras.
"I'll never ask for a favour from the tribe of Prince Ellis, and I'll fight any man who tries to stop me."
"Andras," said Mabon, "remember that this is a challenge. Our father already knows you are strong and brave."
"That is not what he wants to see. He wants to see if you are wise enough to be king."
Andras was quiet for a moment. He knew his brother was right.
"You are right," said Andras. "Come on. We'll go and ask permission to cross the land."
They rode into town and arrived at the king's hall. Before they went in, Mabon raised his hand to stop the other two men.
"Wait. We must leave our swords out here. We must not enter the hall with our weapons. We need to show we are here in peace."
Andras looked annoyed, but once again he knew his brother was right. They left their swords by the door and went inside. Inside they found the king sitting in a large chair. He was surrounded by men. One of them was Prince Ellis.
"Welcome," said the king. "It's a long time since I've seen you, Andras and Mabon. You were just boys then."
"Thank you for your welcome," said Andras. "I have come to ask permission to cross your lands. We are travelling far to the south."
"Of course," said the king. "My people and your people are neighbours. You are always welcome."
"Father," complained Prince Ellis, "don't let them enter our lands. We don't know if we can trust them."
"Silence," said the king. "Andras and his people are our friends."
"Well, they're not my friends," said the prince angrily,
and he walked quickly out of the hall.
"I apologize for my son," said the king. "He is young. Also, he was very upset when you married Gwen. Anyway, you have my permission to travel through our lands on your adventure. I hope it is a successful one."
"Thank you," said Andras.
By the end of the day, the three men had travelled very far, and they were tired and hungry.
"Look, there's a farm over there," said Andras, pointing. "Let's go and take some chickens. We'll eat well after a long day of travelling."
"We cannot just take them," said Evan.
"Why not?" said Andras. "It will be quicker and easier. They won't even notice a few missing chickens."
"Farmers are poor," said Mabon. "It isn't right to steal from them. We will buy some chickens from them instead."
"But I don't have any money with me," said Andras. "I didn't think to bring any."
"Then it's lucky I did," said Mabon, and he held up a small purse.
Evan and Mabon laughed. Only Andras could go on a long journey without any money. The farmer and his wife were very happy to sell them some chickens. They also offered to cook for them. The three travellers had a fine meal of chicken, vegetables, and bread. The farmer also allowed them to sleep in his barn. The men were very pleased because it was raining outside.
"What a good idea it was to buy the chickens," said Andras. "Now we've had a big meal and have somewhere warm and dry to sleep."
"Yes," said Evan. "It's always better to use your brain and not your sword."